And now we turn our focus to the situation in Iran.
The United States and the international community have been appalled and outraged by the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments of the last few days. I strongly condemn these unjust actions, and I join with the American people in mourning each and every innocent life that is lost.
It's an experience of empathy listening to the president talking about the situation in Iran that we've been covering all week. But it's also a bit of a chess game as we try to assess the reaction both in Iran and in the international community to Obama's reaction to the situation in Iran, a nation that he has stated, at least as early as the campaign, that he actually wanted to begin talks with the Iranian government. Bakr Moeen, former head of the BBC Persian service, now rejoins us here on the program. He's in London. Bakr Moeen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, let's talk, first of all, about the schedule of reactions that we might expect. This is not a typical situation where you have normal diplomatic channels. How would we begin to gauge reaction to what President Obama said yesterday, either through official channels or less than official channels?
Well, if you look at the message sent by President Obama last time on the anniversary of the Iranian New Year, it took 2 days before the Iranian responded, and the response came through the Supreme Leader himself, who made a speech in Mashhad responding to President Obama, saying that we are expecting action, not words. I expect, again, that there was a cabinet meeting this morning in Tehran. After the meeting, the Minister of Intelligence gave a press conference. He didn't say anything specifically about Mr. Obama. I'm expecting that the National Security Council, which is headed by Mr. Ahmadinejad and Ayatollah's representative, would have a meeting. Then they'll advise the Ayatollah. Then they'll hear something from him. Then either comes something from the government or from the spokesperson of the National Security Council. So we need to wait. Iran never responds very quickly on this sort of things before consulting across various interest bodies.
But there's an interesting backstory here. We should remind our listeners, if the Supreme Leader does respond, and as you say, it will happen after these meetings, it would be his first statement to the Iranian people since the speech, which some have said really motivated all the violence through the weekend when he spoke on Friday, correct?
Absolutely. I think it's very important. And since then, I think the protest has been continuing on the rooftops rather than the streets. And it continued on the streets for a number of days in different places, but it's calmed down at the moment. But in rooftops, shouting Allahu Akbar and saying death to dictator and so forth has been continuing. And also various bodies within Iran have been trying to find a way out of the whole things. Mr. Mousavi has been invited to talk on television or to be interviewed or sit opposite someone from Ahmadinejad's side, and he has refused. He said, I only come if you give me time to talk and express myself exactly as I want to the Iranian nation. So there are attempts to find a way out. You may have heard that the fourth candidate, Mr. Rezaei, who is the former Revolutionary Guard commander, has withdrawn his protest, saying that to calm down the situation, I've decided to forget about my own rights.
And he came in, if I may, we've been reporting this morning, his name is Mohsen Rezaei.
Mohsen Rezaei,
and he's a former Iranian Revolutionary Guard leader, and he came in third, I believe. Is that right?
Correct. He came third. And he has got a website. One of his websites today had some reaction to Mr. Obama. It wasn't very clear. He said it was an interference in Iranian affairs, but at the same time said Mr. Obama has been under enormous pressure from Mr. McCain and others to say something, and they trying to say we understand the predicament that Mr. Obama is in, and also some of the users of the website saying that Mr. Obama said the right thing. We have to appreciate that one. Others were saying, no, he's the same as others and so forth. So there was good debate about Mr. Obama's speech, although it wasn't reported fully by the Iranian media.
Right. You know, let me throw a theory at you, Bakr Moeen, and you're actually the perfect person to ask here. It seems to me that a lot of statements that have been coming out of official channels in Tehran have been really stridently critical of the British government, as though the British have suddenly become the great Satan over there. Is this a bit of a ploy by focusing on Britain? It is a way to both be critical of outside coverage and outside criticism, but it's a sign of restraint on criticism of the U.S. government.
You are absolutely right. Britain has had long history with Iran. Britain has interfered in Iranian affairs in 19th century and early 20th century, and Britain is seen to have been behind the overthrow of Prime Minister Mossadegh, or at least one of them, with the help of the Americans. But it's more recently, there are two reasons. Number one, the Iranians think that Britain is far more hardline on the Iranian nuclear program. And number two is the BBC Persian television that has started some 6 months ago and has become the focus of attention for the Iranians, as BBC radio was during the Iranian Revolution.
Hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Finally, there have been some in analysis reports and even people inside Iran suggesting that Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader, has been politically compromised by everything that's taken place since the election, and that there will be some move to either replace him or to force him to share power. Do you think he's politically compromised, or does this blow over?
Well, he has been undermined by being too much associated with Mr. Ahmadinejad. He would be seen in Mr. Ahmadinejad's failures. I don't think at the moment there is a move to replace him or anything, nor the opposition is in a position. I think we'll see a continuation of what has been until another opportunity, I suppose, if there is a major upheaval in the country.
Bakr Moeen, former head of the BBC Persian service, speaking with us about the events in Iran from London and the signs of Obama reaction.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.